Well, we had the SP Railroad that came through here in about 1906, I believe, somewhere in that neighborhood. And it passed right on the border of my place. In fact, it took part of our land. And of course, we have the buyer, that's Grove State Buyer, passing in front here. And it was used in the early 1900s for freight. The boats would bring freight up, and people would go out to the bayou and get their freight from stores in spring wagons. You know what that is, you see television. And
that big stuff package then?
Well, it was different, but it's pretty much the same thing. You can goods was in cases and stuff like that. And they made a trip up once a week. Well, finally they discontinued that. And there used to be a big old water tower out here for the SP train. I should have said that earlier. That was quite an attraction for the children. The train would stop there and get the water right at the corner of my place. And well, they built a church. We had a Catholic church down here. I think it was the first religious building here. And it burned. And then they rebuilt. And now we have, the colored people have three different churches, and the white people have four different churches, different denominations. Then we had gravel roads put in about around 1918. Then a number of years later, we had blacktop, of course. Oh, let's see what else I could think of. Oh, is that the things you'd want to hear?
Well, can you tell me about this house? Have you lived in this house since you were a girl?
I've been here. I've celebrated my 50th wedding anniversary. My husband's dead now, but before he died. And I've been here since 22 without moving.
When, in other words, when y'all came here, you lived here from then on?
No. We had a home across the bayou where we lived, and my grandmother and her children lived here. But after some of them passed on and the like, my father came in for this place, and then I got it through my father. And I've been here, like I say, since 22. And
this community is called
Grove State, and that means big head. And it was settled years ago with Indians. Here they have traces of them. There's mounds built. I think there's about four mounds that I know of that they say they were Indian mounds. I guess they are. And we had a consolidated school. Was one of the first in the state. And they had the best dance hall in the whole South. The name of it, the school is Shady Grove. Now we've got more schools and more names. One is Levi and Upper Malvern, and as I said, the Shady Grove.
Marion, is that the name of the town around there?
Malvern is about 8 miles from here, going north, going this way. And it's a little town, and it's incorporated, and this town's incorporated too. And my husband, years ago, well, even before my time, it was incorporated and it had a mayor and all that. But then it died down and fell through. And then when they revised it, my husband was the first mayor. And he lost his eyesight with cataracts, and